Do you feel a sense of stagnation? Although you probably are in constant movement and constant rush, I guess your body takes you to all the places you have to be, yet your soul feels stuck. To the point where you no longer see a way out or a way forward. You might feel as if you no longer have an idea of how to break the cycle you were in, but you're aware you're not happy. And how do you turn the corner? How do you find the energy to begin to look after yourself if all your energy is focused on looking after people around you? You might be feeling as if you are living somebody else's life and that you're no longer you. But you miss that person you were once. Fun, happy, free, independent, creative or spontaneous. The person who was able to do what they wanted to do without having to wonder if it's allowed or if it's not gonna change somebody else's plans. You miss the times when you could consider yourself first. But the good news is that the person who you remember and the person who you used to see in the mirror or in the circle of like-minded, inspiring and uplifting people is still there. That person is still within you. And the best thing is that with some guided relaxation, I can help you to look for a connection with that person. With some tested techniques, we can practice that connection. And then you can do it on your own. And the more you do it, the closer you will get to the true you. But the journey needs to start with you believing that you have not lost yourself. You are still you, although you have been building stronger connections with those who you care for. Your connection with them has become more prominent. And building connection and showing care is a hard job. You have been working very hard. No wonder you are exhausted and lost. But there is hope. The fact that you were able to build so beautiful relationships with people around you means that you can build a relationship with the lost you. And you won't be alone in doing that. I will be here with you. And all you have to do is open your mind and soul to begin the process. And allow me to guide you through it. All you have to do is listen to my voice. Ignore all the sounds outside. And focus on your breathing. Allow your body to relax. With time, you stop focusing on my words. That doesn't matter. The process will continue, and your subconscious mind will still receive the messages I will be sending. Can now relax. Close your eyes. Slow down your breathing as I will count to 5. 1. Take a deep breath in and out. When I finish counting, you will feel relaxed and you will feel a gentle feeling in your chest. 3. Your arms and shoulders are feeling heavier. 4. Your legs drop gently. Your feet are relaxed. 5. You are now in deeper relaxation and ready to picture your lost self in your favorite place or your favorite moment to which your memory allows to take you. Look around the place. How does it feel to be there? How does your body feel when you are there? Let's hold on to this feeling for a minute. You are feeling relaxed. Energetic, lively. You get a sensation of butterflies in your body. Now let's try to see if you can picture your face. Can you see it? maybe you can just sense your facial expressions without directly seeing your face. You are smiling. You have a cheeky grin on your face. You seem to be excited, healthy, strong, relaxed, and hopeful. And as you sense those emotions coming from you in that moment, you breathe gently and you begin to feel a little smile on your face right now. You are feeling proud and happy for yourself, for the vision of yourself, who you may have lost connection with. And you see on her that she can feel your presence. She can feel that you wish her well and that you are wanting to connect. And the more love you begin to feel for her, the more she's trying to look at you, to see you. She trusts you. She knows that you wish her well and that you miss her. She's welcoming your energy, your presence, your love. She's looking full of love for you. If you are ready, you can speak to her. You can tell her that you love her and that when you are ready, you will come and join her. What else would you like to tell her? She says, thank you. She says that she's patient. And she will be ready to reconnect when you are ready to. She will always be here for you, for when you are ready. She smiles and gives you that loving look. She knows that your transformation will happen and that you will come back to her. And as you breathe gently, You feel a sense of warm, warm breeze going through your body. You feel as if a soft, fluffy blanket just wrapped your body. It is the love and the reassurance you need. Your loved vision of yourself is waiting for you patiently, without any expectations. She will always be there. And the more you travel back to see her, the closer the connection will become. You can be reassured that you will find a way to find time and reconnect. You are loved. And you are not alone. Take a minute to feel the power of that love. Can you feel it in your chest? Can you feel it in your tummy? You might possibly feel some intimate sensation. It is your body opening up to your transformation. Breathe gently and take time to recognize and accept of that feeling. Now I will start to count from 5 backwards. And you will begin to come back to the room you are in. 5. You begin to notice the sounds and or smells in your room. 4. You will soon open your eyes. 3. Your hands and feet begin to feel the surface around you. 2. You are now gently opening your eyes. 1. Your eyes are now fully open. Take a few minutes to fully come back to reality. You can repeat this process as many times as you need. You don't always have to listen to words. You will still get relaxed and you will reconnect. Now, every time you feel lost, you will think of that place and the memory of happy and energized you. And you will remember that the person you miss is there, waiting for you. And that person is waiting there for you with unconditional love, care, and understanding. You can take your time and be gentle with yourself. Your transformation has started.